pass, stayed there, waited for him to catch the ball, and tackled him immediately. Bowles didn't have a chance as the rest of the defense was putting pressure on the quarterback.
On first and 10, gets out for about 2 yards. Sandy Cuthrell on the carry. Brought down by Anthony Sheridan, outside linebacker for the Lakers. Second down, 8 to go from the 28-yard line for Cass City. 2 minutes, 40 seconds left in this first half.
Keep in mind, Bryce Fernald still under center there. Sandy Cuthrell back at your one of your outside backs on the wing tee. This time, he is the last back in the long I formation.
Hand off to number 3, Jordan Messer, pushes forward out to about the 32-yard line. Tackle made by Gage Brownell for the Lakers. Third down and a short 4 yards to go. First down markers at the 37-yard line. There at the 33.
If you're Cass City, you know, you wonder, do you try to add another score on? You're up 3 scores. You got all 3 2-point conversions. I think this is more about making sure Lakers does not get another possession as they take their time in the huddle. We roll under 2 minutes to go in the first half. Already a 24-0 lead for Cass City.
Cuthrell at quarterback hands it off to Alex Perry, and he breaks free of 2 tackles. He has no one in front of him at the 40 to the 30. Anthony Sheridan chasing him down and brought down at the 10-yard line. Anthony Sheridan with the touchdown saving tackle at the 9-yard line from the 34-yard line. A huge run for Alex Perry.
You got to love the hustle, though, by number 10. Anthony Sheridan showed some speed as he turned on the jets and was able to catch Alex Perry from behind. And as he makes that reaching arm tackle, he almost knocks that football out, but Alex Perry able to keep it under control, and a huge run for him. And just like that, with a minute and a half to go, Cass City's in the red zone looking to score again.
Alex Perry with a 57-yard run. Or actually, according to the spot, a 56-yard run. Cuthrell at center. First and goal from the 10-yard line. T formation working off the right hash, left right across your radio. Quarterback keeper, Cuthrell around the left side, eyeing up his defender, breaks free. That one leaps forward out to about the 4-yard line. Tackle made by Mason Williams out of the secondary. Second down, goal to go, and at roughly the 3-yard line.
I want to go back to that last play. Alex Perry makes that play because he breaks not one but 2 tackles, 2 arm tackles, and you are not going to tackle him high. You have to get those legs wrapped up and bring him to the ground. Instead, he's able to push both one defender down. The other one he's able to high step out of and then turns on the jets for the races. That is a big play. You got to make those tackles if you're the Lakers linebacking core. On the last play, Sandy Cuthrell keeps it himself around the outside and gets right down and just inside the 2-yard line.
1:11 left in this first half, and it's a handoff right at the middle. Alex Perry in, untouched for the score. And Alex Perry gets in the scoring now, and it's now Cass City 30, Lakers nothing, with 1:07 left in the second quarter.
Just impressive, but it's coming down to sloppy play by the Lakers. You got to shore up those tacklers, stay in this game. You cannot allow these big plays to happen. And it's been a dominating second quarter and second half of the first half, or first quarter for Cass City. They have really turned on the accelerating jets here this half.
Going for two, trying to make this a 32-point ball game with 67 seconds left still in this first half. Rell under center, 3 men backfield in the tee. Hand off to Hayden Horn, and he's in untouched once again. And it's now 32-0, Cass City over Lakers with 1:07 left in the first half right here on the WLW Sports Network.
When you work outside, when you play outside, you need a tough, durable smartphone. Check out the Cat S48C. Built with the same ruggedness of Cat equipment, this smartphone is waterproof, withstands drops in dust, screen breakage, and has long battery life. This September, Thumb Cellular has a great deal for you. Choose a Cat S48C and receive a free Cat power bank, a $65 value while supplies last. Plus, get a free month of service. And for the Samsung fans, save $100 on a Galaxy S9 Plus or Galaxy Note 9 while supplies last. Plus, a free month of service, too. In fact, anybody who upgrades their phone, adds a line, or switches to Thumb Cellular this September will get a free month of service. So go to thumbcellular.com/deals for more details, or visit their offices in Bad Axe, Caro, Pigeon, or Sandusky. They have the knowledge and experience to help you save. Switch to Thumb Cellular and find out why they're the talk of the thumb. Deals are valid through September 30th, 2019. Terms and conditions apply.
32-0. Cass City leads as Tom Reischauer's kick comes in at the 14-yard line into Garrett Bowles' hands. He gets across the 25 and finally brought down at the 30-yard line. Tackle made by 65 Justin Miller on special teams for Cass City. Jeremy Velasquez, number 60 on that. First and 10 for the Lakers, 1:02 left in this first half, and they have a 70-yard field to work with.
Yeah, this has been it has not gone Lakers' way this first half. They got that pass interference call early in the game, and other than that, I guess they did get the muff punt, but other than those two items, they have had nothing go their way. Cass City has had every answer for what they've tried to throw their way this first half, and I would not be surprised to see two or three run plays and go to half and try to reboot.
First and 10 from the 30-yard line, I formation, Sears under center, three men backfield. And off to their third option there, that would be Zach Kretschmer. Gets out to about the 31, maybe the 32-yard line. Tackle made by Colin Rubel, defensive end for Cass City. Second down, 8 to go for Lakers, 45 seconds. Clock continues to roll down here in this first half.
Yeah, just as we're figuring here, they're gonna let time run out here, run one more play and go to the half and see if they can try to figure something out for the second half and turn this game around.
Looks like Sandy Cuthrell a little hobbling there on his right ankle. He seems to be okay. He's staying in the game. A little ginger on that one. Less than 30 seconds to play. Lakers taking their time, coming up to the line. Second down, 8 to go from their own 32. Right to left across your radio. Blake Smithers at left tackle. Moves to position, and that's exactly where they're going to go. Hand off to Kretschmer. Has the first down, and finally brought down at the 44-yard line. 45, according to Spot. Leading the tackling was Noah Zaleski for Cass City. Moves the chains for Lakers. Stops the clock momentarily with 10 seconds left in this first half at the 45-yard line.
Nice run there as they're able to get a much-needed first down, but just 10 seconds left to go in the half, and it looks like he's going to use his third and final timeout. Yes.
10 seconds left in this first half. Lakers now without timeouts, trying to put one more shot down to the end zone, try and get on the board for the first time tonight. 32-0, Cass City leads Lakers. Every time Cass City blitzes, Lakers timing completely off. Alex Perry's had a big night on defense so far. Three tackles, plus on top of that, four tackles for a loss. Seven tackles on the night, four of those are a tackle for a loss, and then sacks on. So Cassidy has five tackles for a loss. Doug, if you could scroll down there for us, and then three sacks on top of that. So eight plays have ended in Lakers' backfield because of Cassidy's blitzes so far tonight.
Well, Coach Verberg here, he calls his timeout, and he's going to make one miraculous play here. He's going to go for some kind of Hail Mary or hook and ladder or some sort of trick play, because at this point he figures it can't get much worse. We might as well try something, and I don't blame him.
Two wide each way, throws it downfield, jailbreak down, and this one's intercepted by Cass City, the 38-yard line. Hayden Horn has it. He has one man to beat at the 20-yard line, and he is still on his feet and finally brought down at the 7-yard line as time expires. Tackle made by Dawson Nagy for Lakers, but we have a flag back at the 41-yard line.
I think it's a hold or block in the back on the return, so the interception will stand. The time should run out. I don't think there'll be another play.
We'll see what the official ruling. If it is against the returning team after the interception, the half would be over. And that's exactly what it is. As the officials try and square this one away.
I think they're signaling the half is over.
That is the half. So it's exactly as we figured it'd play out. So we've played 24 minutes of play, and it's 32-0 Cass City over Lakers right here on the WLW Sports Network. When we return, we'll have all the other area scores and all of our stats we have up to date through 24 minutes of play right here on the WLW Sports Network, your home for high school football.
Here in Auto Parts, your auto value store, one block south of the light in downtown Bad Axe, is your source for both easy and hard-to-find parts for cars, heavy-duty trucks, off-road, marine, lawn and garden equipment, and more. They have access to over 1.9 million parts and accessories in auto value warehouse inventory, including paint.